If you are looking for growth, if you are looking for transformation, if you are looking to step into your main character era, look no further than The Green Room. DM me on socials to find out all about my brand new community, available at just 99 cents a month for my first 100 subscribers. Hello, gorgeous. Welcome back to the Girlfriend's Guide to Starting Over podcast. If you don't know, I'm your host, Kayla, and I am so excited that you have found my platform. In today's segment, I want to talk to you about three life lessons that I have learned by being the main character of my life. I've learned so many things. It's helped me to be a much more well-rounded person, but these three things really stick out to me. So first things first is that not everyone will understand or support this shift anyway. I've told you before that friends and family groups, they have something we call homeostasis, which basically means that everyone has a role to play, and even if it's chaotic or disruptive, it's what maintains the balance or the normalcy of the unit. If you've been a people pleaser or played small, or you never speak up for yourself, or you never try anything new, this is going to create some shock to your system, to your unit. And the people closest to you may struggle the worst because they're going to be adjusting to this new version of you. And you might even be really surprised by how they handle it. I was definitely surprised. Even now, I get surprised by the responses of some of my family members when I don't fly off the deep end or when I set a boundary with them. People are wired to reject what they don't know, what they don't understand, anything that's new or change. And especially when people are fearful of showing up a certain way or they're fearful of losing you, they tend to meet that change with judgment or ridicule or rejection. Shift anyway. Stand in your personal power. You get to decide at any moment that this is not how your story ends. You get to transform into a higher version of you. And people who love you and respect you will go with you. They will get on board. And those who don't go with you don't deserve to be in the next level. It's just that simple. Secondly is, you cannot ask blind people to proofread your vision. They aren't capable of seeing things the way you do. I think it's really important that I state I'm being figurative here. When a person is blinded by lack or fear or jealousy, it is impossible for them to see your life the way that you've imagined it for yourself. So stop asking them to proofread your vision. They can't see it. And if someone can't see something, then you have a really hard time proving to them that it's possible or that it's even real in the first place. You get to surround yourself with like-minded people who are hyper-focused on growth and success and peace and rewriting the narrative of their lives. It's said that you become like the five people that you spend the most time with. So look around. If you're not inspired by your circle, I regret to inform you that you don't have a circle, you have a cage. This is why I created MCE Live. It was really important to me because I wanted this space where women embraced women and they stepped into the highest version of themselves and they could be confident because they had the support, they had the coaching, they had the community. Because I know that when you're changing, the people that are closest to you are having a difficult time adjusting and you need someone to lean on who's like, yes, sis, go. And so if you're interested in MCE Live, DM me. I would be more than happy to share the details and how to get on that community. It's going to be amazing. And I want as many women who want to be a part of it to get in. So let me know. Lastly is that boundaries are essential for maintaining your emotional, mental health, and for being successful in attaining your goals. Boundaries can be so hard to set, especially with people that you love. And I just want to remind you, and I know it doesn't feel like that in the moment, but sitting with that discomfort of people being disappointed that you did not do what they ask you to do, with like rejecting that desire to people please, sitting with that discomfort, that is where strength and personal power is forged. I guarantee you, sister, that's where it's forged. If I keep it 100 with you, though, learning how to set boundaries with other people is almost impossible unless you first learn how to set boundaries with yourself. Whether people verbalize it or not, they are looking at us to determine how they're going to treat us. If they see us not investing in ourselves, not doing self-care, not being our word to ourselves, not following through with promises that we've made to ourselves, and not holding people accountable for treating them with dignity and respect, it's really hard for them to take us serious. And when you fail to do those things, you're subconsciously teaching yourself that you're not a person who can be trusted. So we get to start right now setting boundaries for us. And an easy way to test this theory out is to start with your morning wake-up time or when you go to bed at night. And I know you're like, oh, Kayla, but I say it all the time. If you cannot get out of the bed, if you can't pull yourself out of the bed, or if you can't make yourself go to bed, what bigger thing can you possibly trust yourself with? And so I want you to set your alarm for 30 minutes to an hour earlier than you're supposed to wake up, or 30 minutes to an hour earlier than you typically go to bed. And for 3 days in a row, no matter what, I want you to make that time work. And trust me, you're going to be met with resistance. That alarm is going to go off and you're going to be like, oh, she's never going to know if I never got out of the bed. But buddy, you are. You're going to know you didn't keep your word to yourself. I want you to hear my voice telling you, this is just a tiny way that we begin to master the art of setting boundaries. And sis, if you ever want to be taken seriously by others, it starts with you. Boundaries are honestly a topic of their own, and because they are, I am going to spend the next couple of weeks really diving into boundaries, working with you, working with my audience, working with my clients to help you understand why they're so important, to identify that perhaps it's time that your boundaries got a facelift. And I'm going to teach you exactly how to set boundaries. I've got master classes coming up, live trainings, podcast episodes, maybe even some content drips. I haven't even decided, but boundaries is definitely where it is at. I love you. I want the best for you. I am like so excited about hearing how well you did with your challenge. And I cannot wait to chat with you in the next one. And you know, girl, I cannot wait to see your transformation. Bye now.